Join us today as we take a trip to Costa Rica for some agritourism. Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is June 20th, and we are going to be studying our travel article for this month. My name is Campbell, it's great to have you here with us, and in the studio I've got two of my good friends. Welcome Gordon, how are you doing today?
Hello Campbell, I'm very well today, thank you. I hope all our listeners are feeling good and excited to read this article.
Alright, are you excited to go to Costa Rica with us today?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think it's always good to see new places.
All right, great. Well, and we also have Albert here with us today. How are you, Albert?
I'm good. Hello, everyone.
All right, Albert, are you ready to travel?
Every time I read a travel article of ours, I'm saving up my money because I'm like, I want to go there.
Right. It goes on our bucket list, right? The bucket list is the things that you want to do before you leave this earth.
Or right? Kick the bucket.
That's right. Okay. Well, today we are talking about our travel article on page 30 of this month's Advanced magazine. And we are talking about a place called Costa Rica, and it is a country in Central America. Have either of you been to Central or South America?
Have not.
I've been to South America, I've been to Peru, but I think that's actually pretty far from here. This is on the thin bit of land that separates North America, which obviously we know for the United States of America, and South America.
That's right. So this is between... as Gordon was saying, between North America and South America, we call it Central America. This is Costa Rica. Now, Costa Rica is known for its beautiful scenery. It is surrounded by water, and so there's a lot of beaches and a lot of beautiful scenery in Costa Rica. And usually people go there for a lot of adventures. But today, we're going to be talking about a different type of adventure that you can have in Costa Rica or Costa Rica. All right, so we hope that you're ready to take this journey with us. Please do open your Advanced magazine to page 30 or join us on your mobile device, and let's get started.
Costa Rican agritourism. Rural tourism is growing in popularity in this Central American country. Deep sea diving, zip lining, and surfing are well-known draws for tourists in Costa Rica. But another kind of soft adventure option is gaining traction in this Central American country. Rural tourism. Costa Rica is wedged between Nicaragua and Panama, with the Caribbean on one side and the Pacific on the other. So it's easy to see why water sports and beaches get top billing here.
All right, so this is a perfect article for the summer. Can you believe it's June already? Where has time gone?
It is so hot.
Right, okay, so we are going to Costa Rica. It's well known for its beaches and its water sports. Now, the title is very interesting. It says Costa Rican agritourism, right? So again, the country is Costa Rica, but why is there an N on there?
We're talking about agritourism, and this is the agritourism belonging to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm. Right, so when we say Costa Rican, this makes Costa Rica into an adjective, right? So America, American, right? So things like that, Canada, Canadian. So when we add that N, it makes it into the adjective. So we're talking about the agritourism of Costa Rica. Now, this is an interesting term, agritourism. It's kind of a new word, right? What does it mean, agritourism?
I actually didn't know about this term until we started writing about this. It means agriculturally based operations that provide opportunities for tourists to visit or stay on a local farm or ranch with local people in rural areas.
Right.
It's a very personal, back to basics kind of experience.
That's right. So when we talk about things, when we talk about agriculture, we're talking about farms and plants and crops and growing things, right? Forests, things like that, agriculture, right? Tourism, of course, is just the idea of people traveling to different places and enjoying, vacations and trips and the scenery, okay? So when you combine the two, agriculture tourism, we get agritourism.
Oh.
So this is kind of a new way of exploring Costa Rica, and it sounds very interesting. Now, our deck says rural tourism is growing in popularity in this Central American country. All right. So rural, what is the opposite of rural?
The opposite of rural is urban, and an urban area we think of as a city mm-hmm. area or a town area.
Right.
And rural is where I grew up, which is the countryside. Mm-hmm. Imagine fields and farms and trees.
Right. Yes. So rural and urban, these are good terms to learn. So again, rural is more about the countryside. Urban is more about the city side, right? So rural tourism, we're talking about the countryside, taking trips and tours out into the countryside. Now, we start our article talking about things that Costa Rica is famous for.
Well known.
Right, yeah. So what is Costa Rica famous for?
They have deep sea diving, zip lining. When you do zip lining, basically they have two ropes attached on trees mm-hmm. on opposite ends, and right. you just zip through on a cable or whatnot. Yes. It's very adventurous, exciting. Right. Surfing. So these are all like really outdoorsy and what we consider hardcore experiences.
Right. It says that they are well-known draws for tourists in Costa Rica. So when something is a draw, this is something that draws people. This is something that attracts people to Costa Rica. But something else is gaining traction. What is gaining traction?
Yeah, and this is the agritourism that we're going to be talking about today, and it's here called a soft adventure option.
Mm-hmm.
Now, soft adventure, I suppose, is going to be something that is less extreme, maybe less adventurous than the deep-sea diving and right. the surfing, but it's still going to be very fun.
Right. When we talk about deep-sea diving, zip lining, and surfing, this is more of the adrenaline, right? You kind of get really excited.
Right.
It's really very out of the ordinary. But soft adventure, you know, visiting a farm, it's maybe not as exhilarating, but still kind of interesting.
Right. And I really like how they use the words gaining traction. Yes. I imagine like a tire on a car on a snowy path and it's trying to gain purchase into the road. So you're gaining right. traction, you're getting friction, you're gaining momentum. It's right. becoming popular.
Right. It's becoming more and more popular. More and more people are becoming interested in it. We usually use this term when we talk about politics.
Mm.
We say that certain law or certain idea is gaining traction with the people, with
right.
the citizens.
I like that.
Right. Okay, so rural tourism is gaining traction. Now, we find out a little bit more about Costa Rica. This article describes it as being wedged between Nicaragua and Panama. All right, Nicaragua and Panama, two countries also in Central America. And we see a map of Costa Rica being wedged between Nicaragua and Panama at the top of page 31. What does it mean that it's wedged between these two countries?
To be wedged between something is to fit fairly tightly, snugly, or you can even say like squished in. So you might wedge something in between a bookcase and a wall.
Right.
Yeah. It's just nicely, tightly fitting.
Right. And you see that on the map. You know, it's kind of right there. It's stuck right between Nicaragua and Panama, and it's surrounded by water. Right.
Right, so I can see why it would make it an attraction for like water sports or water recreations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting, the beaches are getting top billing. When we say something that gets top billing, it means it's like recognized or, you know, it's like someone that's the star of the show.
Right. We usually use this term top billing when we're talking about movies or plays,
ooh,
musicals, right? So the star of the show, the main actor or actress, gets the top billing. They're the one that draws the crowds. They're the ones that sell the tickets, so they get the top billing. They usually, their name is usually above the title. Right?
Yeah, so here we're saying that the beaches and the water sports are the most popular reasons to go to Costa Rica.
That's right.
I also wanted to say a little bit about the oceans and the seas that are surrounding Costa Rica. We have the Pacific Ocean on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Campbell, what do you call the sea on the other side?
In American, we say the Caribbean Sea. I'm sure you say the Caribbean.
Yeah, so in Britain, right? We say the Caribbean. Listeners who are used to listening to me may know that I like to point out when British pronunciation is different to American pronunciation.
Well, and that goes back, and then the whole name of the country as well, right? You guys say Costa Rica.
Yeah, that's correct.
And we Americans say Costa Rica. So just different pronunciations for all of you out there, and you can learn, and so you know if you hear different accents what people are talking about. But anyway, the Caribbean or the Caribbean Sea is a popular place for tourism. A lot of people go there because the weather is usually pretty nice, and there are a lot of nice beaches out there. All right, so water sports and beaches get top billing, and when we talk about water sports, we're talking about things, again, like diving and surfing and parasailing, water skiing, things like that. All right, so these are things that are very popular. But as we were saying, there's something else that's gaining popularity, and that's the agritourism. So let's learn more about this rural tourism in our next section.
Understanding the country's rural heritage. Rural tourism spans a range of cultural, historical, and ecological interests in a country that encompasses rainforests and mountain landscape, as well as beaches. A rural itinerary provides an understanding of the country's pastoral heritage and a closer look at local communities, some living in the shadows of the hundreds of volcanoes that dominate the landscape and create the fertile soil. And there's always time along the way to soak in the hot springs that some volcanoes create.
Sounds nice. Soaking in the hot springs. All right, well, let's take a look at this rural tourism. All right, what is rural tourism, and what do people get to see when they go on a rural tour?
So I like to think that what you get to see is the actual life of the people who are living in the country you're visiting.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn here that you see their culture, their history, and their ecological interests. Ecological interests are those relating to the study of plants and animals and the way the environment and humans interact.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to imagine that you get to see the country before it was cultivated or tamed by human hands, that you can see like the history. This is what the land was many decades or centuries ago.
Right. And in a way, you kind of get more of the unique feel of the country or the place you're visiting. You know, a lot of times I feel that while the hot spots, you know, the tourist sites are fun, a lot of times they're kind of
almost cookie cutter out.
Right, yeah. You know, I think back to my honeymoon in Hawaii.
Ooh,
we went
nice.
To Waikiki, went to Honolulu.
Yes.
And, you know, when you think of Hawaii, you usually think of, like, wow, you know, paradise.
Mm.
I'll be honest, like, for me, going to Honolulu, I was a little disappointed because I just felt that, you know, it was kind of like any other city that I've been to, you know,
right.
It was just, because it's been so commercialized, right?
I see.
So I think this rural tourism allows you to see a different side of the country that you might not see if you just go to the commercialized areas.
Yeah, I can understand that. You don't want to see the 400th Starbucks again.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The another McDonald's or whatever, right? You want to see a little bit more of the local culture, the history, and the ecological interests. And this country, the Costa Rica, encompasses rainforests and mountain landscapes as well as beaches. So there's a lot to see. There are a lot of nature. You know, there's a lot of nature out there that you can see. All right. So when we say that something encompasses something, what does that mean?
We mean that it's surrounding it. It's like, I imagine someone hugging someone, but that's not it. It usually means to include especially different types of things. You have a variety of items or things.
So in this country, there are a lot of rainforests and there are mountains as well as beaches. Now next talks about a rural itinerary, and this rural itinerary provides an understanding of the country's pastoral heritage.
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting words there. The word itinerary is a plan for how you're going to spend your time. If you think of a map, maps out a physical environment, an itinerary maps out a time span.
Right. It's kind of an agenda, a schedule, right? So it's kind of your, we might talk about the itinerary for your flight. Where are you taking off from? Where are you landing? You know, the itinerary for a cruise, right? So usually we use this word itinerary when we're talking about planning a trip. Now, a rural itinerary takes you out into the countryside, and it provides understanding of the country's pastoral heritage. This is an interesting word, pastoral, Albert.
Yeah, it means referring to the life in the country. It's a really good word. You just want to talk about the country and what the heritage of it, the history, the background of it is like. Maybe people do things differently. Maybe they raise animals and make things in a very their own unique way.
Right.
Yeah, the word pastoral here is being used just like the word rural earlier. I really like this word because Beethoven, who's one of my favorite composers, wrote what's called a pastoral symphony. And that was an extended piece of music about the countryside and how he felt about the countryside.
Right, yes. So pastoral, I usually think of a simpler life, you know, just a life that's not as hectic and developed. It's more, as Gordon was saying, out in the countryside. All right, so we have the countryside, pastoral, rural. These are all words that are connected. Now we're learning more about the pastoral heritage and getting a closer look at local communities, some living in the shadows of the hundreds of volcanoes that dominate the landscape and create the fertile soil. I really like the description here. You know, you really see where these local communities are, right? If you think of a huge mountain, a volcano, right? It's going to cast a shadow. So the fact that they're living in the shadows means that, you know, they're right at the foot of the mountains, right at the foot of the volcanoes.
Right. This author is really able to paint a rich picture for us. And I really like how, you know, he mentions that volcanoes, alongside volcanoes, you will have fertile soil. Usually what happens is there are these minerals embedded in our earth, like rich rocks and minerals. And when a volcano explodes, it brings it all up and it's melted and broken down. And the soil that's left behind, the ash, or after the eruption or lava, you have these really fertile lands to grow things.
That's right. So the fertile soil is great for growing plants and crops and things like that. So another reason why farms are so prevalent in that area. And there's something else that the volcanoes create, and what is that?
Yeah, the volcanoes create hot springs, and this sounds really lovely. Basically, the heat from the center of the earth and the mantle around the center of the earth is close with the volcano, and it's close under the soil, and the water that runs through gets heated by that. And there are hot springs all over the world and in volcanic places, and it's lovely to be able to relax in the water that's warmed just by the heat of the earth.
Right, yeah, and it's not just the water is warm. It's, as Albert was saying earlier, because of the volcano and the minerals and stuff, that the water in the hot springs is often loaded with minerals, and that combined with the heat is just very soothing. You know, there's a therapeutic aspect to it. All right, so let's see what else we can do out in Costa Rica. Join us at the top of page 31, starting where it says, Trekking Inland.
Trekking Inland. We started in the capital, San Jose. The Central Market is an animated and interesting slice of life there. But we were happy to leave the traffic and crowds behind and head for the Central Valley, Palos Volcano, and its hiking trails through the cloud forest. We also made our first agritourism stop on the same day, a visit to Fredo Leche, a farm near Alajuela that offers tours in addition to growing strawberries, crafting artisanal cheeses, and housing dairy cows and horses. Visitors can milk the cows or ride the horses, picnic at the on-site Abuelos Lake, and taste the strawberries and cheese. After a stop at a family-run coffee plantation, we headed to the new Chayote Lodge. The lodge was built with coffee lovers in mind. Individual bungalows are rustic yet chic, combining modern and rural touches. The bungalows offer a sophisticated but comfortable design sense, with balconies overlooking coffee fields. A fresh pot of coffee is brought to your bungalow each morning.
All right, so we hear a little bit more about our author Terry Colby's trip to Costa Rica. Where did they start?
They started in the capital, San Jose. The capital has a central market. It's animated. Usually now when we think of the word animated, we think of like digitally cartoons like Pixar. But animated also means like something that's lively, full of life and character. So yeah, so I just can picture something in my mind where it's like you have this really busy and like noisy but in a good way, bustling kind of marketplace. People are talking about prices and, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, usually when we think of markets, they're very busy. A lot of people are doing business there. So there are usually a lot of, there's a lot of hubbub, a lot of noise, you know, and it's very animated, as Albert was saying. And it's an interesting slice of life. What does that term mean, slice of life?
A slice of life is an idiom. We might think of just like a small part of our life that just describes a little bit of it. So here we can see that it's a film, a piece of literature, or a play that might be described as a slice of life if it describes or shows the ordinary details of real life.
Right. So if you think of life kind of like a cake or a pie, right, a slice of life is just kind of a piece of that, you know, that's displayed for you to see. And the author says that they were happy to leave the traffic and crowds behind and head for the Central Valley. So if you think about the capital, usually it's a city, very busy. And so they leave this area, okay, the city area, and they go to where it's quieter. So they leave the traffic and crowds behind. When we say leave something behind, we just, you know, kind of walk away from it.
Don't leave me behind.
We won't. Keep going with us. All right. And the volcano and its hiking trails, they head for the Central Valley and the volcano and its hiking trails through the cloud forest.
Yeah, cloud forests are amazing. I have actually been to one in Peru before. And, you just think of these forests, these are kind of tropical forests, but up in the mountains. And they're drawing a lot of their moisture direct from the clouds rather than waiting for rainfall.
Right. So, you know, because the elevation is so high, pretty much you're just walking through the clouds. And
yeah,
it's kind of like it's similar to walking through a fog, I would imagine.
Yeah, sometimes they call it a fog forest. But, you know, it just sounds more amazing to call it a cloud forest.
That's right. Sounds more mystical.
Ooh.
Yes. All right. So they're taking a hike. They're walking through the cloud forest. They also made their first agritourism stop on the same day. Where did they go?
They went to Fredo Leche. And there is a sidebar on page 32, which I'll read for you now, about Fredo Leche. In 2014, more than 12,000 people visited the farm and its 6 cows, 7 horses, 2 dogs, and 5,000 strawberry plants. The thing about rural tourism is that it makes the people proud about what they do and what they are, said Diego Jimenez, Fredo Leche manager, who showed us around the farm.
That's right. Okay, so it sounds like a really interesting place to visit. Now we find out that Frito Leche is a farm near Alajuela. Okay, so Costa Rica is a Spanish-speaking country, so you'll notice that a lot of their cities and a lot of the place names are Spanish. So when you see the J there, that's more of a H sound, so Alajuela, and it offers tours in addition to growing strawberries and cheeses and housing dairy cows and horses.
It's everything that you would imagine a rural countryside would have.
That's right. Okay, so we have an interesting word here, artisanal. What does that word mean?
Well, it comes from the word artisan, which is a skilled worker or craftsperson. So saying an artisanal cheese is cheese created by these skilled workers who are experts in making cheese.
Right, so more unique, more special type of cheese.
Well, I think it's like, it won't be like factory made where each one tastes the same. You might have a little variety in between, which is nice.
Right, okay, so it offers a lot for its visitors, and visitors can do what at this farm?
Basically, you can do everything that a farmer would do. You can ride horses, you can milk cows, you can have a picnic, you know, with your family and relax by a lake, and you can taste strawberries and cheese.
Mm.
That sounds delicious. I think you can milk the cows and ride the horses, and I'll be having the picnic eating strawberries and cheese.
Oh my gosh, I feel bad for your fiance, your upcoming wife.
Maybe she'll be with him eating the strawberries and cheese.
And I'll still be milking the cows?
That's right.
What?
Yes. You can bring us a fresh glass of milk.
All right, so they continue their trip at a family coffee plantation, and they head to the new Coyote Lodge, right? And this lodge was built with coffee lovers in mind, and it has individual bungalows, and they're rustic yet chic.
Right, and a bungalow is just a style of housing. It's usually one story and has a front porch, or what we call a veranda. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a very nice place. It's comfortable, it's rustic. So it's more of a countryside, but it's got a modern twist, so it's probably convenient. All right. And a fresh pot of coffee is brought to your bungalow each morning. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, friends. Well, we're out of time for today. We hope that you've enjoyed day one of our travel article. We'd love to hear from you and see if you would like to take a trip out to Costa Rica and do this agritourism. Be sure to write to us, and more importantly, make sure you come back and join us again tomorrow for day two of our article. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.